I will call the Senate Local Government Committee to order. The secretary will take the attendance silently. For those senators who are not present, please excuse them until they arrive. The minutes from the previous meeting were distributed electronically. Are there any corrections to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes approved as distributed. We will not be taking up Bill 1168 today. The Democrats intend to caucus in room 116. The Republicans will caucus in room 22. The committee stands at ease until we return. Okay, I call the Committee of Local Government back to order. At this time, I'm going to call up Senate Study Bill 1141 with Senator Garrett. Senator Garrett, do you have a subcommittee report for me on 1141?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I do. Senators, I do, Mr. Chairman. Senators Smith, Williams, and myself all signed off on the subcommittee report.
Senator Garrett, you are now in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1141.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill has to do with our land recording system. In 2005, Iowa counties entered into a 28E agreement to set up an electronic land record information system. Fees are collected when the documents are filed. This bill states if there are funds left over from filing fees, those funds can be used to process documents and make improvements on the system. The current system is more restrictive on how the funds can be used, and Mr. Chairman, there is an amendment.
Senator Garrett, you're in order. I recognize Senator Garrett for the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment is a strike after amendment, but it basically does the same thing, except that it provides that the $3 fee, which is the current fee for on recording of the document, that cannot be raised without legislative consent. That's the main point of the amendment. There were concerns that they might raise the fee once they got approval to use it this way. So those are my opening comments on the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Garrett, you're in order for closing remarks on the amendment.
I just move the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Smith, how do you wish to vote? Short form? Short form has been called. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The amendment passes. Senator Garrett, I recognize you for closing comments. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any discussion on the bill as amended? Yes, Senator Smith.
Support this bill. I called home to the recorder's office. They spoke very highly of the system. She said that Iowa was like number one in the United States with this portal system, how much it was used during the pandemic. And there was such pride in her voice on us addressing this and reaching out that it made me feel good, and I just want to pass that on, that every once in a while we do something right. So thank you.
Is there any further discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Garrett, you are in order for closing remarks on Senate Study Bill 1141.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Smith. Mr. Chairman, I just moved the bill.
Senator Smith, how do you... Short form has been called. All those in favor of passing Senate Study Bill 1141 as amended signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. It appears the ayes have it. Senate Study Bill 1141 is passed and sent to the Senate floor for debate under Rule 40. Senator Garrett, you are now in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1169. Do you have a committee report, subcommittee report?
I do, Mr. Chairman. Senators Williams, Smith, and Garrett, all three signed the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Senator Garrett. You are now in order for opening remarks on Senate Study Bill 1169.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill adds flood mitigation practices to the list of essential county purposes. The main point of the bill is it would allow a county to bond for projects without voter approval for the purpose of flood mitigation. Mr. Chairman, those are my opening remarks.
Is there any discussion on Senate Study Bill 1169? Yes, Senator Smith.
Just a brief comment. I thought this was an interesting bill. It evidently deals with a specific project, but I looked at it through the lens of Missouri River, and I thought the term water quantity as well as quality was interesting, and I was pleased to see a pretty good healthy discussion on needing to address water quantity. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion on Senate Study Bill 1169? Seeing none, Senator Smith, short form. Short form has been called for. All those in favor of passing Senate Study Bill 1169. Oh, I'm sorry.
I move the bill, Mr. Chair.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. Short form has been called. All those in favor of passing Senate Study Bill 1169 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. It appears the ayes have it. Senate Study Bill 1169 has passed and will be sent to the Senate floor for debate under Rule 40. At this time, I would like to relinquish the chair to Senator Garrett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I now recognize Senator Klimisch for Senate File 113.
Thank you, Senator. I have a subcommittee report from Senators Lofgren, Senator T. Taylor, and myself, all signing on the bill and moving it out of subcommittee.
Thank you, and you're now in order for opening comments on Senate File 113.
Thank you, Senator. Senate File 113 changes the DNR's derelict building grant program, raising the town limits to a population of 7,500 from 5,000. That concludes my opening comments.
Are there other comments? Seeing none, you're in order for closing comments.
Thank you. Senator, I simply move the bill.
All right. How do you wish to vote? Short form's been called for. Those in favor of the bill, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the bill is approved, and we'll move on to the Senate floor under Rule 40. And I'll now turn the chair back to the chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Driscoll moves that we arise. I'm sorry, adjourn.